About personal follow-up. An outline of this talk can be found on page 8 of the Preparing Just for Starters workbook. In Ephesians 4, God's plan for each one of us is that we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. One of the main ways this is achieved, says Paul, is by Christians speaking the truth in love to each other. And this is basically what personal follow-up is about. It's about forming a relationship with another Christian to help them grow to maturity in Christ by speaking the truth in love to them. The particular truth we need to speak to them is the truth about ourselves, about God, about His plans, about what it means to be a Christian and to grow up to maturity as a Christian. And this truth is contained and summarized in God's own word, the Bible. It's by speaking and discussing and applying God's own word to people in the context of our loving relationship with them that God brings growth and maturity in people's lives. 1 Thessalonians 1-3 sums all this up beautifully, and it's worth spending an afternoon reading through these chapters and reflecting on what they teach about personal ministry to other people. In particular, you see how Paul and his companions Silvanus and Timothy behaved as they brought God's word to the Thessalonians, how they spoke truthfully and plainly, how their actions matched their words. They were gentle with them like a nursing mother. They shared not just the gospel with them, but their lives. They were holy, righteous, and blameless in their conduct. They encouraged and exhorted them like a father with his children. This is the nature of Christian relationships and of Christian follow-up. Personal follow-up should be undertaken just like any other part of the Christian life, in godliness and holiness, holding fast to the truth, wholeheartedly engaging with others and all to the glory of God. Our aim must be to do what we can to help this new Christian brother or sister walk in the truth and grow to maturity, so that they might appear with us before God on that last day, pure and blameless.